We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled The City of Refuge. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Joshua chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spoke unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwillingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. I have just read from the King James Version. As a youth, Justin had raped and murdered many. He was a drug lord, responsible for the inflow of hard drugs into a major city. But one day, he attended a crusade where he got convicted of his sins. He responded to the altar call along with many others and accepted Christ as his Lord. But whenever Justin closed his eyes, pictures of his evil past played like a movie. Can God really forgive a sinner like me? My sins are too grievous, he would say. Justin lived in guilt for a long time until he met a brother who explained the truth about God's forgiveness to him. We read from today's Bible text that whenever a man kills another man mistakenly, his life would be spared if he runs into the city of refuge. Jesus, our Lord, is our city of refuge, and whoever runs into him is saved and spared from eternal damnation. No sin is too big for him to forgive. No life is too filthy for him to wash and accept. Go into today knowing that Jesus' blood atones for all sin. No sin is too grievous. God forgives all kinds of sins once the sinner comes to God through Christ Jesus. Pray like this. Thank God for the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank him because all your sins have been forgiven. In Jesus' name. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 to chapter 6. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 to chapter 6.
Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. And do not protest to the temple messenger.
My vow was a mistake.
Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. If you see the poor oppressed in a district and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things, for one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all. The king himself profits from the fields. Those who love money never have enough. Those who love wealth are never satisfied with their income. This, too, is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes on them? The sleep of laborers is sweet, whether they eat little or much. But the abundance of the rich permits them no sleep. I have seen a grievous evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owners, or wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when they have children, there is nothing left for them to inherit. Everyone comes naked from their mother's womb, and as everyone comes, so they depart. They take nothing from their toil that they can carry in their hands. This, too, is a grievous evil. As everyone comes, so they depart. And what do they gain since they toil for the wind? All their days they eat in darkness, with great frustration, affliction, and anger. This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for people to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them, for this is their lot. Moreover, when God gives people wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. They seldom reflect on the days of their lives because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart.
I have seen another evil under the sun, and it weighs heavily on the human race. God gives some people wealth, possessions, and honor so that they lack nothing their hearts desire. But God does not grant the ability to enjoy them, and strangers enjoy them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil.
A man may have 100 children and live many years. Yet no matter how long he lives, if he cannot enjoy his prosperity and does not receive proper burial, I say that a stillborn child is better off than he. It comes without meaning. It departs in darkness, and in darkness its name is shrouded. Though it never saw the sun or knew anything, it has more rest than does that man. Even if he lives 1,000 years twice over, but fails to enjoy his prosperity? Do not all go to the same place? Everyone's toil is for the mouth, yet the appetite is never satisfied.
What advantage have the wise over fools? What do the poor gain by knowing how to conduct themselves before others? Better what the eye sees than the roving of the appetite. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Whatever exists has already been named, and what humanity is has been known. No one can contend with someone who is stronger. The more the words, the less the meaning. And how does that profit anyone? For who knows what is good for people in life during the few and meaningless days they pass through like a shadow? Who can tell them what will happen under the sun after they are gone?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.